This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 731. Camilla is candid about incredible IELTS band increases.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Camilla and find out how to raise your IELTS scores to an overall 7.5, just like she did on her most recent exam.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, IELTS Energy fans. We have an awesome guest for you today. Another awesome guest. You guys got to listen to a student story yesterday. And today we have another amazing Three Keys student. And you're going to learn a lot from her journey, her IELTS journey here. And I could say my friend Camilla. Camilla, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Thanks for inviting me to be part of the podcast.
Of course. Okay. So why are you here?
Well, because I received a overall 7.5 on my last attempt.
Okay. And what like number attempt was that? Like how many times have you taken the exam?
Okay. This was my second attempt. And I hope it will be the last one too.
Okay. So let's talk about this journey here. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's get some background. Why are you taking IELTS?
Well, the main reason is because I want to move to Canada. And I really need great scores because we get more points to be part of a pool. They call a pool to invite people to live there.
Okay, awesome. And so this is your second time. What happened in your first attempt?
It's funny because I read about IELTS a lot of times in many websites, and most part of the times they say you really need to study even if you are a native. So yeah. I bought some courses for all of the parts of the exam. I wasn't unprepared, so I prepared myself for 4 or 5 months before my first attempt.
Oh, that's and a long time.
Yeah, and I got terrible scores.
Oh, gosh.
I got 6 for reading, 6 for listening, and I thought I was great at listening because I've been practicing listening to podcasts almost every day for more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
And speaking, it was fine, 7.5, but writing 6.5. And I discovered their course in the middle of my preparation. And because I already had bought some courses before, I was like, well, I'm going to do the test. If I need more help, I'm going to buy Three Keys course. And in the same day I received my results, I bought your course. No hesitation at all.
All right. So I think let's talk about these other courses because this could save other students a lot of time and money here. What was lacking in those other courses, you think?
Well, I think because we couldn't have this interaction that we have with you guys in the Facebook community. Even if you don't want to post any questions, you are able to read everything and you gain knowledge from that. And if you want more help, you can sign to have classes with you or I think, another teacher from the team. And that was the main reason, I think, because sometimes we need a feedback that is personalized. And for those courses, we couldn't even ask questions, using the email, for example.
Really? Like, there was no support, like no one you could contact to ask questions?
No. And also the strategies, because the strategies that we find in Turkey's IELTS, they are simple. And you just need to follow them to be fine. And if you have 10 or 15 ways to do, for example, for this question, you're going to do it this way. For the other question, you need to go in the other direction.
Yeah.
It's confusing if you don't have these straightforward instructions.
And plus, like you said, you were doing courses, like plural. So you were probably getting different advice from each resource, I would imagine.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy that you could be listening to like native speaker podcasts for 2 hours a day and still just get a 6 on listening. Because that points to the fact that the issue wasn't your comprehension, right? Like, just like a native speaker, right? You can understand pretty much everything you are hearing. So that's not the issue. The English isn't the issue. The issue is the test. Like, how do we approach the test?
Perfect.
So let's talk about the scores you most recently got then on your second attempt.
Okay. So I will start for the writing part. It was the same 6.5, but I already asked for a remark because I think I deserve at least a 7. It's true. But
let me just say real fast, you totally do. Because I got to grade your essays, quite a few essays, and you definitely deserve at least a 7 in writing. And like, this reminds me of another 3K student that I've been emailing with, and she also got a 6.5, just half a point below what she needed. And so she applied for a remark, got that 7 in writing. And this has happened a few times. You know, sorry, I'm just going to just put this in here real fast, just interject. As an examiner, when you are sitting down to grade all of the essays for that week for that exam, you could have like 20-something essays, right? And a majority of students just get 6s. So if an examiner is in that sort of routine, right, just like sort of rote 6, 6, 6, it's really hard to get like the 7 or higher, because that examiner is just not engaged with each essay on its own. So that's why I think a lot of times this application for a remark for writing, because when that happens, the examiner is only looking at that one essay to remark. It's not in the sea of 6s that it usually is. So fingers crossed, I think this is going to be successful when you do finally get it.
Yeah, I hope so. But for reading, 7.5. So I increased in 1.5 band. And speaking, an 8. Also a 0.5 increase. And for listening, 2 band points. I got an 8 also.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Okay, that is incredible. I know you were disappointed with your writing, but were you surprised by these other scores?
Yeah, it's different when I see to take the exam for the first time. I wasn't like, well, I'm not so sure what happened today. But for the second time, I wasn't so sure, well, I'm going to get an 8 for listening. But I felt more comfortable and I felt that I increased. So when I saw my scores, I was like, well, it was better than I expected.
That's awesome. So let's talk about that 2-band increase in listening. Do you feel like it is only due to the strategies, or I'm sure that you continued to practice listening to podcasts and increased your comprehension. So what do you think is the main thing that caused that score to go up by so much?
I would say that just the strategies, because I'm doing this exercise of listening to my podcast since May last year. So it's been a year since that. So I just kept the same practice, but with these strategies, I could practice the tests at home using them. So that was really the difference, because I didn't notice an improvement in my listening in those few months because it was already in a high level.
Right. Okay. Awesome. And could you share some titles of some favorite podcasts that helped you to want to listen, right? To like stay motivated to keep listening?
Yeah, I think nowadays I'm really open-minded because I was listening to everything.
Awesome.
All the suggestions you gave, I listened most part of the times. Science Versus.
Yes, I love it.
Also, a lot of podcasts from NPR.
Cool.
I also enjoyed a podcast from Luke's English Podcast because I've been practicing British accent, not to speak, but for the test. And also All Ears English Podcast.
Awesome. That's so great. Yeah, Science Versus, guys. You can get you can get transcripts for Science Versus as well. So if you are at the beginning of your listening journey and maybe you're not quite at Camilla's level of comprehension where she's so confident that she can understand everything, start by using podcasts made for natives, right? Like Science Versus, but use the ones with transcripts. So Science Versus, Fresh Air, Wait, Don't Tell Me. They all have transcripts. So those are great. Also, This American Life, I recently discovered, has transcripts for most of its episodes. So come back to the blog. I just ran through a bunch of titles, guys. So when you have time, if you're not commuting, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 731. I'll put some titles in there, guys, for podcasts with transcripts. Okay, cool. Let's talk about reading. Okay, another enormous increase, a band and a half. Can you like share some insider tips? How did you do that?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and also I've been reading at least one article from the newspaper every day, and I'm trying to read a book also since last year. So I didn't change those. So what changed my life were the strategies. Here is as the same as the listening. So I could apply the strategies while I was practicing at home. But I tried to read at least one article from the newspapers that we have in the study plan. And also a book as well.
So what kind of books do you enjoy reading? And I'm asking this because there are a lot of students who would not call themselves readers, right? Because we're always encouraging students to read. And it's such a natural thing for me and a lot of Americans and British people. We just grow up reading books. It's just always a thing. But it's not in a lot of cultures. So what kind of books motivated you to want to read in the first place?
Yeah, it's funny because I'm not a great reader.
But
and I'm trying to change this habit.
Awesome. Okay, that's
because
good.
Because I
that's
like
positive.
To read, but I don't have the habit. That's the point. And it's important that if you start, you want to keep going.
Yes.
The first book I read in English, it was Me Before You. And I was super into the movie that I decided to buy the book in English to read. It was really hard because the vocabulary, it was related to British and some specific vocabulary related to diseases. But Me Before You was this one, the first.
And wait. I'm reading, it's called Maybe For You?
Me Before You.
Me Before You. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. I want to get that in the blog correctly. Okay, because I've never heard of it. Okay, I'm going to research that. All right.
Yeah, there's also a Me Before You. There's also a movie about that.
That's perfect. That is so fantastic to choose books that are related to movies, because that's like You're killing two birds with one stone, which that's a terrible idiom, but it applies here. I think you should always read the book first, though, and then watch the movie after. But if you don't consider yourself a reader, then I would break this rule. I would watch the movie first so you have a general idea of what's going on, and then you're going to comprehend the book even better. So, okay. And what are you reading now?
I'm reading Eat, Pray, and Love.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have read that. My mom sent that to me. Elizabeth Gilbert, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's the name of the writer. Yeah.
And that's another one with a movie. Okay, very cool recommendations. And as far as strategies go, could you tell us about like one strategy that sort of broke it? It shed light on what you were supposed to do. It sort of like broke this habit of getting bad scores before and improving your scores now. What is like one strategy that really stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, I think the part of being active for both is listening and reading, because when we are active, we feel that we are more prepared to listen to the answer and also to search with the keywords, because you have just one or two words in mind and you go for it. You don't have the whole sentence in your mind, because when you have like 20 words to search for, you're not going to find anything, or you're going to find everything.
Exactly. Yeah. And guys, like just a note on keywords. Don't choose the keywords in the question that you're going to find everywhere in the passage, right? So if the passage is about cars and vehicles, don't choose cars and vehicles as a keyword, because that's going to be everywhere. So keywords have to be special and unique in some way. And like Camilla said, you only need one or two to find the answer. Okay, lovely. Yes, being active. All of our strategies are geared to make you engage in what you are listening to or reading. That's perfect. Okay, and speaking, obviously, our listeners can hear your English is fabulous, but you were still able to increase by half a band. So I'd imagine, again, that comes back to being strategic on the test. So what do you think was that half band difference?
Well, to be honest, I didn't practice a lot the speaking because I was more concerned about the other part of the test. But I tried to follow the three keys strategies, and I also followed a YouTube channel that happens to be to have the whole. Oh, sorry. It happens that is the same host as we have in All Ears English, Jessica Beck. Honestly, English, and I think every time I listened to the podcast, I have a feeling how to be expressive. But when we get to see Jessica in camera, it's different because you can see how she moves, for example, and we try to be more natural. It's not awesome. Like, well, we are going to imitate her, but we have this feeling, well, how they Americans, like how they represent, how they speak. So I think it helped me during my exam because I felt comfortable and sharing my ideas and just
awesome.
We can't stop speaking. That's the point.
Yes. Never stop talking on the IELTS exam. That's awesome. Yeah. What Camilla is referring to there, guys, I have my own YouTube channel and you can get some awesome vocab at Honestly English if you guys want to check that out. Yes. Fantastic. Okay. So Camilla, we're gonna have an update. I'm gonna update our listeners out there when you get the remark. So send me an email because I truly, truly 100% believe in your ability to get that 7 or higher, because I've seen your writing and it's incredible. And I saw the improvement in your writing from like the first essays that I gave you feedback on to the later ones, right? We saw those scores go up. So keep us updated. All right, Camilla, do you have any last tips or tricks for our listeners out there if they're going to take their IELTS exam soon?
Yeah, I was thinking about what to say, because it's really important when I heard the other, when I listened to the other candidates offering their advice. It was really helpful for me. So now it's my time to help the listeners. And I thought about 3 points to succeed.
Oh, lovely.
The same awesome. As three keys. So I think your good scores depends on your level of English. If you are totally basic, you're not going to get a great score.
True, that's it. Yes.
Great strategies that you're going to get in three keys, and also be positive. I think
I love
you
it.
Need to have these three points to succeed.
Yes.
The level of English, the strategies from three keys IELTS, and be positive.
I love it so much, and I 100% agree. For sure, yes. I mean, that first key, right? Like, yeah, we got to be honest with ourselves, guys. But on that note, I don't think that listeners to this show, if you are understanding what we're saying, you're following most of it, your level is of an intermediate or higher, right? And that's what you need to start studying IELTS. But definitely, if you're a basic student, you're going to need 6 months to improve your English before you even think about tackling the test. Because mm-hmm. you're not going to understand what people are saying or the passages. You're just not going to have the vocab to understand. Yeah, so yes, for sure. And then strategies. And that last one, yes, guys, this mental preparation is just as important as everything else. I would say those three tips that Camilla just gave you guys, they are all equally important. So don't ignore any of them. And I think a lot of people do ignore that last one, right? And then they end up losing motivation and their scores go down, if anything. So yes, I love it. Come back to the blog, guys. This is episode 731, and I will put some helpful links in there for what Camilla talked about today. And finally, if you are ready to get that second step, those strategies, and the third one about being positive about IELTS, guys, become a three keys student. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Camilla, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest today.
Thank you, Jessica. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.